This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
We'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, nah, this will get out something.
You know what it looks You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
All right, so I'm going to go all the way back to... Should I go back to the episode with Arnold George or the episode where we spoke about Soka? I mean, in regards to reading comments. How far back should I go?
Maybe just go to the last episode, man.
Oh, with Dean and Lee.
Yeah, what was the episode before the one with...
Shally Poppy.
Yeah, those two, maybe.
All right, cool. So Shally Poppy. We had Shally Poppy on 16th of Feb. We spoke about London lingo, power of TikTok, freestyling, his love for Turkey, Young Thug. The question we asked is, can Young Thug be mentioned in the hip-hop GOAT rap debate? Yes, he can. No, he can't. We received 180 votes. I need to vote to see the answers. 45% said yes, he can. 54% said no, he can't. I'm not going to argue that. It's fair play. Comments. DJ Merciless said, like many others. Oh, raw. Come on, man. Like many others, this guest was terrible, man. Proper bad listen. Kwasi said, this artist PR should have coached, man, on conversation interviews. This episode was hard to listen to. S1UP says, second worst guest after Keith Murray. I can't lie. MKIE says, next time tell the guests it's not by force that they need to come on. This guy was hard work. Jenna said, he's young and a thug. Me too. I am young and a thug. 33 Merchant said, did you man forget that there was a vaccine? Don't know what that's referring to.
That's me talking about COVID.
Oh. Big Dog 1220 says, I got dizzy listening to this episode. Raymond, the second part of this episode saved the interview. Ibrahim, this interview was water from a stone. Things went on tings. E-Man JD says, I knew the comment section was going to eat him. If he started broken English, you lot would have been entertained. Big up Marvin Taser, because boy, Keith would have finished him. Thank God he was away. And he said, I feel like you really held yourself up well on this episode, Marvin. Dez, I'll be real, this episode was calm. I don't get why guys are upset. Ash, sorry, but why is this guy here? This episode is boring. Kurt Burke, COVID is still out here. People still get it. Wards are still cordoned off in hospitals. It's just mashed up with the economy. So we're just living with it. First time flu came out, it mashed up people. Jenks, this brother's English is horrid. CPCF05, worst guest you've ever had. Painful listen. Andy Francois, this guy is shit. Never again, please. XZ, just thought he couldn't be worse than when he was on the receipts pod. Don't bring him. Tandy says, this was a good episode. Marv, you tried. I can't imagine reasoning with Mr. Exposed. And then the rest of the comments, basically people saying they prefer it when it's just us three. This is a jarring episode. Keith was missed on this episode. This episode was hilarious by Chai Ray. Shally's dry humor was 10 out of 10. King Bill said, this episode was so awkward. We all got a guy like Shally Poppy who never ever gives the standard response. He's hilarious. Do you want to act if they put me in a movie? And then Bed says, your guest is quite interesting and you guys were patient and understanding. Yeah, man. So upon reflection, you have one of those days, man, where the guest wants to be... not. I don't think he was being difficult on purpose. I think that's just him. Because I watched when he went on Madam Joyce. I've seen a few clips of when he was on the receipts. That's just him.
Yeah,
it's just him. So if you don't know him, and you listen to him for the first, and that's your first entry to him, should I say, I can understand why you'd be like, what's wrong with this guy? But I'm used to talking to Nigerians. He scores this one. What's that? Terrible. But yeah, I'm used to being around stiff Nigerians. So that wasn't really a big deal for me and Marv. Once we got into the flow, like anybody who was disheartened by the first episode should go listen to the second one.
Yeah, the second half was way better. But I think it's just maybe you got to look at it like he was tired. Sometimes like he might have had a hard day. You might be tired. And also as well, you got to look at it like this. Some artists don't need PR. I know it sounds mad. Some artists don't need PR.
That is their PR.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need it.
Yeah, he's
popping regardless. So in his mind, he's like, my team have told me to be here. I'm going to be here.
But I'm lit anyway.
But I don't care. I don't need this. Remember, people don't realise his story is no one gave him anything.
He went and got it.
He went and got it himself. So there's a level of like
arrogance.
Yeah. Which for me, I don't see a problem with it. It's calm.
I respect it.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I remember he's 22. He's from Nige, the hard backer Nige. Not even like he lives in the uptown area.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from like, do you know what I'm saying? Found a bus on TikTok and then man selling out Brixton. I think there was like 1,200 in there. Everyone had their cameras out.
He done two dates, didn't he? No, yeah. Not Brixton. Did he done Out on it.
Everyone had their cameras out. Like he's basically a potential superstar. So I understand him coming with that energy, and it's just one of them things. I guess if we ever see him again in the near future, possibly might even buck him in Nigeria. I reckon his energy would be different because he's like, oh, I know you guys. Whereas you lot got to understand, sometimes these guests, this is the first time we've had them in the room.
Yeah.
And we're even talking to them. There's no engagement beforehand. It's not like we had a phone call or we went to a dinner.
Mm.
Literally just off the bat. So when we're asking some of these guests questions, sometimes they're looking at us like, who the fuck are you? But then their team will be in the background like, you're here for a reason, bro. Like, I'm saying so. But we made it work, man. We've been in worse situations.
And also people forget as well that certain people go on podcasts and people try and catch them out.
So they're not sure what kind of...
They're not sure the vibe you're bringing. They're like, are you going to try and catch me out? If you are, I'm not having it kind of thing. So,
yeah.
But if you watch the list of the episode, it warms up towards the end.
Yeah. So the second episode, we spoke about work husbands, different wifeys, relationships, but it was mainly about whether you're toxic or not. So the poll asked, who sounds more toxic? Shally Poppy, Marvin, or Taser? Shally Poppy got 36%. Taser got 2%. Marv got 61.
People are sickos, bro.
Out of 231 votes. What you saying? How you feel? How you feel with
that? Absolute sickos. Because I didn't say anything wrong in the episode.
No, I hear you.
Because I was saying about cheating. I'm like, for me, it doesn't matter what the excuse is. Cheating's wrong. Because I can't come out and say because my girlfriend hasn't been there for me emotionally.
That's why I cheated.
Yeah, I can't say it. So you can't say it either.
So based on the first episode, as in the comments that were shared, these are the second ones now. So Super Duper Sai says, shout out to Brent for the excellent observation as always. Fanta, worst guest, just chatting the bag of shit. MTech 88, second half was way better than the first. Whoever's dying in the background is killing me. Mad quotables in this episode. Jenna, this episode was flipping hilarious. I screamed so many times, bruh. Luda Meister, Marvin's correct. Guys can get toasted and approached too. We are both Hovis.
Come on.
No Flexi 03 says, how the guest feels is how I feel about Marv sometimes. I can't lie. I don't know what that means.
Maybe about the stubbornness or something. I don't know.
Oh. 33 Merchant said, got to respect how Marv stayed calm on this one. Corey Holder GB says, this might be the top three worst episodes I've listened to. Was in a position that I listened for so long, I was hoping it would get better with time, but I could not switch off. I mean, that technically means the episode was good.
I like.
Ibrahim says, Marvin Taze, well done. You really tried to get content out of this. Like I said before, things went on things with Shally. I mean, we tried. I appreciate you listeners for understanding that sometimes it's difficult for us, but we try. She Show says, this is straight Gen Gen Press. Shally comes with the school of Klopp and Pep. Man put 8 bad up front, you know. E-Man JD says, I love how Marv's quickly responded to Ayo after my man said, let me enter inside you.
Yeah, you didn't hear that.
Yeah,
though.
Marv out here in Kevin Hart's voice screaming to Taser, help me, nigga, help me. Hey, Big Mike, Marv was getting cooked. You're hiding the truth in your head. Your guest has too many quotes. Just another good episode, but I think based on that question, the answer speaks volume. Marv, don't argue with me. Matt, the quote you were looking for, well, not every battle is worth the fight. There are no parallels to compare arguments within a relationship. Good episode, average guest. XZ, terrible, don't bring him back. Coffee Boateng, I'll be real, Marv got done dirty, but I enjoyed every moment of it. It's refreshing to have him on the brunt of the jokes. Best episodes are where Marv gets cooked because he's too funny. People like when you're on the defense, you know, fighting out the corner, you know. Lord Zach says, one episode of this brother's already noticed that Marv is stubborn with hard-headed toxic tendencies. Red man like a book. Takes one to know one, though.
Exactly.
Shah Fadeen says, Marv got cooked, not gonna lie. Big up, though. Lavi Fleur says, love listening to y'all every week, but this week was a letdown, unfortunately. The guest was extremely annoying. Sorry, he didn't come across as genuine. I stopped listening after part one. Love you still. That's cool. Rem says, hey, Shally Poppy's description of Marv was really Keith. Notice Taser doing get back from the chow main comment moment and not backing Marv. Brent was right. Did you finish the episode, big man?
Yeah, see?
Questy said...
Look, Brent, look on the defensive.
No, I really... You see that,
Brent?
No, but I realised that towards the end, though.
It is amazing. You see life. How like, brother, one comment.
Yeah, but no.
But Marv has been getting cooked for time.
No, but wait, hold on.
Charlie Poppy was trying to cook me, yeah? Brent, like, this brother was laughing away, giggling, like... adding fuel to the fire.
No, the next comment.
I'm there staying calm. I'm challenging, man.
Can I read the next comment?
Then Taze got called out, man. I said, wow, what you be doing?
Can I read the next comment?
It's amazing, bro.
Can I read the next comment?
But me, I'm the stubborn one. The thing is, with the essence of the podcast, if you actually really listen to the podcast.
What, everyone's stubborn?
No, everyone's stubborn, but yeah. A lot of the man pointing fingers. As Michael Jackson said, man in the mirror, brother, I'm asking you to change your ways. Bro.
No, don't do that. The next comment, right, cool, Questy cool. says, the skullduggery performed by Taser to set Marvin up was top tier. Taser had man believe that Marvin was toxic. Marvin was on the ropes defending himself while Taser was ad-libbing in the background. Classic. Yeah?
No, but see, that's the narrative. You like that narrative because it seems like what you done was cool. But when someone's saying, no, it's not cool, you... Well, at moving.
But wait, hold on.
Then you have a problem with it.
No. Yes, I don't have a problem with it. No. The way Brent presented it at the time, I was like, oh, I didn't see that angle at the time.
How could you not see that?
Because it was funny.
Mr. R&B.
It was funny. But I said, what's R&B got to do with it?
Mr. R&B.
Wait, what's R&B got to do
man
with it?
Man, smart logistics. Man can do a rave in Barcelona, Milan, on the moon. Man can do a rave anywhere. But when a man's moving mad, you can't see it.
I was looking at the content. Look, people are saying it. Look, Mike LKMB.
Mike can see Nunes.
Wait. Nunes is a great player, by the way.
Chances. You can look through everything and see the big chances created. Nunes, but you can't
see that.
Cool.
LKMB says, Shally Poppy has everything 100% right. Marv even said, okay, can I talk now? This nigga dismissed everything Shally Poppy was saying. Marv's got a strong head, but he's got to be more considerate.
Hey, yo.
Margaret Sweet Cheeks. 48 minutes and I didn't stop laughing. Shally Poppy's hilarious. I think if you get his humor, you found the episode funny. And if you don't, you would have probably thought it was annoying. I think that's what it is. Lamar, anyone talking bad about these episodes or the artists is definitely trolling. These two episodes were hella jokes. See? Robin D. Marvin. Robin D.
GCSE, no A level.
Hey, that name.
You will end up in McDonald's.
Marvin prioritizes logic in relationships, but this risks emotional disconnect. While Taser appears more flexible, often agreeing to disagree. Marvin has a very stubborn, podding, debating style. Okay. Marvin makes so much sense to me. How can I agree with someone who's not making no sense? Taser loves Snake and Marv. Mike Town. Namet Kaffer's Tangden. Shally Poppy on this was just LOL. Thank you for bringing him on. Aisha, he got Marvin spot on. Sorry, Marv. I'm a long time listener. And in the context that Shally would explain, I got what he meant. But defending yourself isn't that bad. Debbie Williams, Shally read Marvin for filth. Jossie Boney, your girl feeling a type of way should make you feel a type of way. Marv, it's not about being correct. It's about communicating and listening. Shally was reading you correct, unfortunately.
So the funny thing, you're saying about communicating and listening. In the part of the pod, I said to you, my girl should communicate to me how she's feeling.
Mm.
Did I not say that?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. A lot of what he was saying, a lot of what you were saying, was going over people's heads because they preferred what he was saying.
No. They didn't prefer what he was saying. It's just the way he was saying it was funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. So it appeared, but in my mind, that's why I was so calm, because I was like, I ain't said nothing bad here. All I've said to you guys, if my girl has an issue with me, communicate to me. But then if you're going to go and cheat and then say, I haven't been there for you emotionally, and I'm supposed to be okay with it because you're a woman and you have these feelings, doesn't make sense. Communicate to me. Again, if I don't hear what you're saying and I dismiss it, and I'm like, whatever, cool, that's fine. But that's what I was trying to say, that communicate what's going on. The relationship's about communication. But he was just saying, in your head. So what's going on there?
I got three more. J2186 says, Marv is so argumentative and he will talk over people. Mr. V. Vellington says, the way I'm laughing, strong man. I don't know who this guy is, but he's funny as fuck. Marv, it's a Capricorn thing. Don't worry. And the last one, Joel1992.
That was funny when he said that one, though. I can't lie. Strong man.
Joel1992 says, Marv was so defensive, Messi asked man for an autograph. Big up you, man. Weekly listen.
That was a bar still. I saw that one. I said, yeah, it's a bar. But I wasn't that defensive, though. I don't think so, anyway. If I was defensive, I'd have been like, no, you're talking shit, blah, blah. Like, I wasn't shouting or nothing. Man want to be on the podcast, want me to keep quiet.
Nah, I was letting him speak.
I did let him speak.
Nah, you didn't let him finish.
But he finished bare times.
Nah, you cut him a couple of times.
But
and that was the funny part.
You said I cut him a couple of times. The podcast was an hour and a half. Man cut a man twice in 2 hours, and now I'll give
it twice.
But you cut. But you're forgetting. Remember, there's a point in time where, look, put it this way. Remember, there was a point in time when he was like, "You're gonna let me talk." I said, "Cool," and I kept quiet.
Then you didn't keep quiet.
I did keep quiet.
You then, didn't. You cut him. You proved this
no,
point
I
again.
Didn't. No, I didn't. I kept quiet, and then he asked me a question, and then you said to me, "Marv, you gonna answer?" No, something like that. I was like, oh, can I talk now?
Yeah.
So I didn't button. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was after like buttoning 18 times.
No, man, you're moving mad over there.
So the
after you're there giggling like a girl that's got a knickers taken off, bruv, in the yard.
You're moving.
Man was doing bare giggling over there, blood.
It was funny. People in the comments have agreed. It was funny. So, all right, cool. So episode 394 with Dean Forbes and Lee Anderson. We spoke about, obviously, podcast, punctuality, having drive, discipline, college, motivation, bottles and tables, live shows, birthday gatherings, etc. The poll asked, what's worse, having a friend who's always late or a friend who never buys anyone drinks? 44% said the late friend, 55% said the stingy friend. Comments, there's 5 on this one. Daniel says, big episode, one of the guests laughs like the soundboard laugh.
That's Lee.
Okay. MS said, I don't drink. One drink top shelf, one can drink for Britain. Everyone has to buy their own drinks, but no way I'll be missing a flight for someone. Something for anyone. That's it. Who missed the flight?
Can't remember.
Probably one of the topics that we discussed. Kofi27 says, great episode. I know a couple of men who do what Taser does. Trust me, it works. JCT Lord says, the Taser not buying drinks narrative is hilarious. Keith and Marv have brought it up so many times before. Well, these men need to move on, man. Lord Zach says, 394 episodes in and Taser still isn't buying drinks. Some things never change. Gotta rate the consistency at this point. Standing on business. Stingy business. It's not even stingy, bruv. This man ain't outside. Let me keep lying to you, look. Part 2 of the episode.
Keith's not outside.
You're not, brother.
What?
You're outside. Keith's not outside. You're outside, but man, when we're at events, come on, man. You're active.
What?
Covering ground.
Not me, bro.
Kante, Chelsea.
That's lie, bro. when I'm in events, I'm Van Dijk, bro. I chill. If I need to move, I move. But if I don't want to move, I'm leaving the game. My shirt's not dirty, bro. No grass stains on my shorts.
Sam, so I got hella mud in the shorts. Man.
I don't cover ground like that, bro. I don't do last ditch.
Hey, all right. Next question on the poll, part 2. Did you learn anything from this episode? And also, drop a comment if you did. 94% said they did learn something and 5% said no, they didn't. Shout out you lot. Daniel Osai says, what a way to end the episode. Taser cutting off Marvin to finish his point. I love this business episode. I don't know if that's a bad or good thing. Moneymaker Mitch 65 said, like Keith, but this episode rambling too much on stories we've heard. Must be the yak. You're dumb. Io says, Keith speaks too much, man. I'll be real. Just let the guests at the convo flow. Contribute in small doses when you have guests. Please.
Bozzy List says, best episode I've listened to in a while. Need people like these guys more often, changing thoughts and perspective. For real. Mr. T, this was an empowering episode. Great drop, guys. Matt, great episode. Not only were these guys down to earth, they were very open and honest. Love the wisdom principles as they can be applied to anything in life. Love the Winging It story and then the Kano story.
Yeah, the Kano story was hilarious.
DC Spotify says, sick episode as always, but Keith, I beg, please work on interrupting during questions. There's a couple sick questions the man them started asking and they got interrupted mid-question and never got to revisit it. Mr. Cayman says, can we not have the entire intro on the second part of the episodes, please? Good episode, though. Love the show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. Because I think he's basically saying that for the second half...
it should just flow in.
Just flow in, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for that, Mr.
Do you think Cayman. So? Do you think it should be like that, though?
Yeah, because it will let people know which is part one and part two.
Yeah, but it says it.
Yeah, but it's still long.
I hear it. But then remember, but I'm thinking about someone who listens to part two by mistake.
Yeah, you can say, okay, this is part two. J World 97, Keith, what is the name of your mentor's podcast?
I don't know.
This comment is funny, yeah? How the hell do you know what I was going to say? Brent. Oh, no. I ain't even read the comment. There's another comment. That's cheeky. That's why. Oh, LL says, I'm starting to question the credibility of Keith. As soon as I saw the guest, I knew he would have a field day with his old stories.
You're dumb.
This guy seems to have a friend for everything. And La Maquina says, this is why Free Shots will always be the number one pod for me globally. They discuss a range of topics and educate just as much. They deserve their flowers for showing the young black men a new way. I'm going to cry. I said, I'm going to cry, man. All right, so thank you for the comments. Keep them coming in. This is now episode 395.
Yeah, and second half, this podcast is got a very, very special guest, but check out that podcast. You'll see who it is. I'm not going to say the name, but yeah, recorded that last week.
So we're going to get into this episode. I know exactly what Marv wants to go and talk about, right. So I'm just going to bring it up right now.
What's that?
One sec. I saved the picture. I'm not going to waste no time.
Picture?
Yeah, one sec. What's going on? Where's this picture, man? Mum! I know you cringe when I make out like we was poor. Like I only had a meal or two and it was really three or four. You're my Donda, West Athena, Max. Mount Rushmore, man. Giggs, Kano and Rich, 3-2.
Giggs, Kano and Rich, 3-2. What's going on here? Do you want to start again or what?
Let's start again.
What's going on here, bruv?
Mum, I know you cringe when I make out like we was poor. Like I only had a meal or two and it was three or four. You my Donda West, my Athena Shakur. Son hardly lived with dad, but who was needed more? Come on, man. I featured on, so Mimi was doing like a review on Amazon. I don't know when it's coming out. She asked me to send her a video. Basically my thoughts on Getz's album. And one of the things that came, it's just growth. Like, I just feel like he's in a different place now, man. Like, he's grown. Like, I've been following Getz since Ghetto Gospel sets and all that stuff. And some of the things that he's talking about on this album is cold. But I can't speak on that whole album because I haven't really listened to many tunes. I'm not going to lie to you. I keep reloading.
I'm still on Mount Rushmore.
yeah, like, I don't think he won't be mad at that. He will not be mad at that. So we might spend another half an hour talking about this tune. I wish we could play it, but I don't want to get in trouble. So we're just going to read out lyrics.
No, my thing about Mount Rushmore is it's one of those songs here where like, you listen to it, you hear a bar, you're like cold. Then you're driving or you're doing something else and then you hear the bar again and you're like, oh, what man went that? It's like you hear something else. Like there's one bit where Kano talks about Busta Rhymes in his prime, but he talks about woo-ha. this ain't Will Howe like Buster in his prime. I said, nah.
Now I got you all in check like Buster in his prime.
Yeah, Will Howe, I got you all in check. That's the song, innit?
Yeah.
But it's just mad. And even when he talks about Jewels and Cameron at the beginning, but it's Jewels, but he spells it, he pronounces it Jewels, like Jewel Santana. It's mad, bro. Then Rex just comes in nasty. Like, I said, you ain't with the chips. The tune's rude. That's what rap's been missing, though, I feel like, in this country. I feel like, but someone had a conversation, I think a more important conversation, more important, because that's not, maybe that's the wrong word I've used. But another conversation someone had is, if there was a Mount Rushmore of the younger gen, who's on that?
Dave, 100%.
Yeah.
That Dave on this tune, Dave would have held himself on this tune.
I think I said it in the group, I think four or five rappers that I know would have held it on that tune. Tef.
Tef is not the new gen.
I know, I'm not saying, let's talk about.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Tef, Dave, Stormzy.
Chip.
Merkston.
I'm throwing Bashy in there. Bashy's recently uploaded Chopper Chops mixtape, yeah? And I need to explain. For me, coming from Northwest.
Yeah, he had a lot of like... The thing is, you know, it's now that I know about... Remember, when I was growing up, I didn't know about Northwest.
Okay.
At all.
So you got...
All I knew was New Weezy. So some of the stuff, when you talk about...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
But Mozart and whatever.
You're getting it now.
I'm getting it now. But back then,
what are you talking about?
It's kind of like where Wiley chats. Because Wiley talks about East London so much here. I get it because I know the roads.
Yeah.
Like, you may listen to it and just it will go over your head. Same thing for Bashy for you.
So Bashy was part... He was part of...
That's okay.
No. Special Delivery.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. Was
it's Flirting now.
Yeah, it's part of the Delivery. Yeah.
And then he used to jump on sets with East Coast. So Bashy was always in East. I know. Yeah. So he must have got a lot of like his grime influence from being in East. But then when he come back to Northwest, a lot of us were doing grime. Some of us were doing rap. But Bashy stood out for me.
Bashy was like the Tinted Strider of your area.
Yeah. And then so it was Bashy and Flirt. Obviously, there's others like other people could mention. Like there was Northwest Untouchables, there was Dirty Movements.
I remember Suavo. I remember SLK, Band Damage.
Do you know what I mean? So, but for me, Bashy was always my favorite artist. So when I see people talk about Rich, like people from North talk about Rich and people from East talk about Getz and Kano and D-Double. From Northwest, for me, I'm saying Bashy.
Yeah, but the thing about Bashy, I think because he kind of stopped music and he just acted. You know, like a lot of these man, even though Kano's on Top Boy, he's still releasing the album.
Yeah.
So with Bashy, because you don't hear him with music, it's very easy for you to not put him in these debates because you think to yourself, he's just hung up his boots and he's not doing it no more.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
But listening to that tune, the essence I got from that tune.
You mean the tune? Oh, okay.
Mount Rushmore was like, it was like three men in the studio, they're all Bredgens. Let me not even use the all Bredgens because I actually listened to Black Boys on, obviously Bashley recently dropped Chopper Chops on Spotify.
Yeah, I think Swiss is another one that could have been on,
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. As in terms of lyrically, like mad thing.
Yeah. So Bashy, Black Boys, Bashy actually says a bar where he's like, I rate Kane. I don't know him though. I never clocked that. I didn't know. I thought they knew each other. No. So up until Black Boys dropped, you didn't even know Kane.
No.
You knew of man.
Yeah, remember there was issues with...
Titch.
No, not Titch. Yeah, you know, that wasn't really the issue with Getz and Bashy, but that was whatever. But there was also the Nasty Crew and Northwest.
Yes, yeah. So I can imagine.
So there was a bit like
bit friction.
You man over there, whatever. Because remember, back in them days, we don't need to come Northwest.
Yeah, but Northwest was coming to you lot's raves.
Yeah, I hear that. But
saying give man the mic. Because there was people don't remember this. Do you remember when SLK versus Way Better Know, Scraps versus Skepta.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Say, yo, Maxim, man, bring me in. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, back then, that's when Skepta was. Scraps was doing Grime.
Yeah, I remember that.
So
I remember that clash.
Yeah, so there was a little
Maximum drop Skepta in. Brother. Nice, brother. That drop there.
Disgusting.
Yo.
I said, yeah. The beautiful wheel up. But so that energy in the room, in the studio, I reckon Bashy could have slotted it nicely. And he could have definitely given a serious verse.
But you know what's weird about this new gen conversation? A lot of the man you're putting there are not new gen. Apart from, like, can Stormzy be classed as new gen?
No.
That's what I'm putting.
But who's the new gen?
But technically, but Stormzy's not the same gen as Wretch, Kanon, Getz.
Yeah, so there's three gens then.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so even Potter, for example, Potter would slide on that tune.
Potter's, their gen though.
What gen is Potter?
Kanon and that.
No.
Potter's been out for time.
Potter's not that age though. I don't think Potter. How old is Potter?
Potter's been rapping for long, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if I'll put him in that.
His new album is cold, by the way.
I haven't even listened to it properly. I've listened to the one before. Was a madness. Potter for me is my favorite rapper in the UK.
Potter's the same age as the same age as Stormzy. He's
told you.
1990.
Yeah.
But I'm going based on how long he's been rapping, man. He's been rapping for a minute. People have been telling me he's been rapping for a minute,
but that's what I'm saying. He's not that the same gen.
So is he the same class as...
South Street, he'll be the same rough age as Stormzy then, isn't it?
All right, cool. Let me do this here. So this is not us. This is what the internet's saying.
Yeah.
I searched Potter Paper and who rappers that come up as well. Nines, Rimzy, M. Honcho, Clavish, Diggity, H, Unknown T.
H.
Manny.
A-I-T-C-H.
Yeah.
Okay. When I said H, I thought you meant hate. That is it.
Nah.
Okay.
That's what it stands for though.
Oh.
His name is Harrison.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. I actually met him at the JD party and because me and Cyan had a debate about it. And he was like, Tay's not gonna lie. Cyan's right. I said, brother, how is she right and I'm not? We're saying the same thing. He goes, nah, there's the way you're saying it is not really, but it does stem from the fact that H is the first letter of his name.
It's weird though, because I feel like H won't be put in those debates because of how he raps and the songs he's making. That
it's very hard.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. For example, Potter is pure rap. Yeah, like pure unadulterated rap. He's always going to be the conversation.
Alright, but is Potter in the same class as Fing though?
Who?
Chip.
In terms of
generation.
Yeah, but then that's another one. Yeah,
they're the same age.
Oh, is it
similar?
But Chip has been around since he was like 14, 15.
That's
man.
What I'm saying about Potter. Potter's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but not like Chip.
Yeah, but Chip was on the forefront though.
It's not even that.
Same age.
Remember,
the same age.
Wiley brought him to Westwood at 16 with Ice Kid. Remember, 16, 15. So that's why you've seen this. You've kind of seen Chip's whole life.
So where would you put Potter then?
I'm agreeing with you in terms of the generation thing, but I'm saying it's weird because that the reason why I say my favorite rapper would be Potter and maybe Tef. Those are my two favorite rappers because they're pure rap. And Blade. They're pure rap. Yeah, you can throw gigs in there as well, but it's pure rap. I'm not doing no other genre. I'm not doing no other tune. I'm not doing I'm not doing a pop tune. I'm not doing, this is like Potter. I can't imagine Potter doing a, you never know, but I can't imagine him doing like one of those covers of like a music, I mean like a house track. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. But I was more concentrating on when you said
the next gen.
Yeah, who in the next gen could sit on that song? So the reason why I said Dave is because Dave is, whether it's the next
Dave must be roughly the same gen as Stormzy, no?
Hold on.
How Dave's like 25, isn't it?
Stormzy's not 25.
No, I'm just saying, but Dave's at 25, 26.
So Stormzy is 30 and Dave is 25. So they're not in the same.
True.
Dave is like Central C. Fredo would be in...
Dave's...
Fredo, what? Yeah, it's long. It's long having this debate.
You can't even know... I don't even know people's ages, bruv.
Fredo's 29. Fredo's in Stormzy's...
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting conversation.
But then it also depends on when they entered rap. Doesn't matter their age.
But you see me, yeah.
Because Jay-Z, for example, is way older than the people that we compare him to.
No, but Jay-Z, has been around for time. Though.
That's what I'm saying. So Jay-Z's in Biggie, Nas, Tupac era.
But he was around.
But people still compare him to Drake.
Yeah, because he's number one, he's still around now and he's still relevant.
Yeah, so we can do the same with, I was saying, we don't need to look at ages then. We just look at who's got the class.
Yeah, 100%. All right, cool. We can do that.
Dave.
Yeah, do.
100%.
Do you know what the matter is? There's certain rappers, yeah, to me, that people might not look at them as being lyrically like, oh, your sound. But I believe there's certain man, I feel like if they step on the track, they know, they understand the assignment.
Well, I wouldn't be mad if...
I think Central C could, like, I'm not saying that he should be, but I believe that if you said to Central C, this is the tune, and let him go and write, his bars would be like, Because any track I hear him on, whether you like him or not, there's still like a... There's something he's done with the track that you're like, you know what? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Even Sprinter, all them tunes there, the way, like... Because technically speaking, if Dave is so, lyrically superior, he should have been skipping Cent on all them songs.
Yeah, but I think, I personally, bear in mind...
Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but bear in mind, when I say this, I've never met Dave.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet him one day. But...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not an AU.
No, man. I didn't say that. This is sampled.
Yeah, but why did you pick up the phone?
This is sampled.
Whatever, man. So, I believe the guy's very intelligent. So, on the tune with Cench, I think he's going to think, why am I going so hard?
No, I don't believe that. I don't think that happens.
Do you know why?
I don't think that happens with lyrics sparring.
It does. Do you know why? Because you got to think about who's listening.
Yeah.
So, when he's on a tune with Cench, not saying that Cench's fan base is people who don't listen to lyrics, but I don't know why why do I need to go do double entendres and all of that? I don't need to do all of that.
Avelino said that you can write sick lyrics, but people have to understand them also as well. So you have to dumb it down to a degree, but do it in layers that, like, this, there might be a double entendre, but you still get the single entendre.
Yeah, but then
if you listen properly, you'll get the double. But whatever.
That's basically what Mount Rushmore was.
But I don't think their one is...
Double,
like, brother, you know what I'm saying? That tune is rude. But what I'm trying to say is, in terms of Dave, I don't think Dave went into that tune thinking, let me just dumb down.
What tune? No. Sprinter?
All of them. I don't
that
think
project?
Because anything Dave's been on, the tune with Stormzy, the tune with Fredo, like, Dave just raps how he raps, bro. Unless there's like a message that he's trying to convey.
The reason why I'm saying that is because of the French tune that he did. Have you heard the French tune? He's done with the French.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and he speaks English. And I think that's amazing what he's done, because he's basically got the dude to say what he's saying in French. Then the guy's said in French brands that anybody can say. If it's in English, if it's in any language, you say the brand like this because that's the name of the brand. Then Dave has come and done it in English, and then done his part in French.
Yeah.
That's mad, bro.
But that's what I'm trying to say to you about Cench. That's why when people don't rate Cench, it kind of annoys me a bit, because I'm not even doing the Cench bandwagon before people start saying I'm some Cench fanboy. But I'm saying, for example, when you look at the LA freestyle he done, brother, that's genius, bro.
Yeah.
Because most men will go on the radio in America and like, yo, I'm just going to outbar these man. They need to see bars. Cench is like, these men might understand what I'm saying, so I'm just going to break it down. You man say this, we say that. You say this, we say that. It was simple but genius, bro. Because no American can say, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
You understand completely. And also, you've taught us something. Because now we're hearing what you sort say.
But that's what I'm...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is sick.
Okay. I think Cench, very smart. I think Dave, very smart. And that's one of the reasons why I said that, like, I'd love to meet them, sit down, whatever. But obviously not the first encounter. Just more over time. Like, I messaged YBs the other day. I said, big man, I have to rate what you're doing. If you're ever in the same town and I got R&B, pull up. And he said, you know what? Yeah. If it aligns, I'll pull
sense.
Up.
Yeah.
What they're doing over there is sick, man. Sick. Yeah, and he's not... What I get from YBs is that he's not...
YB is Central C's manager, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
People who don't know.
He's not dumbing himself down when he goes into these meetings. Because it's like how I feel when it's like, you wanted me here.
He's not dumbing himself down on the internet, full stop.
Yeah.
Every now and then, YB makes a statement about something and he just says it with chest and he goes away again.
He says it the way he says it.
Brother, he goes, comes in, says blah, 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 disappears again.
What, you man think this is what's happening? Nah, the way I'm looking at it, this is what's happening. But say if you, man, cut for two, 3 weeks.
The man does that again. You get me? You ain't seen man's face.
He posted one the other day. He said, you man don't know about these... trousers, and then he pointed at them. Quickly done my Googles, but the trouser was £900. Said, X that, man. I spoke to Dan today.
He's out of garbage, bruv.
Dan said he tried to get into Gakpo's head. the last time he played Chelsea, told me a story where, because you know he does the football sideline thing. So apparently the away team trained on his side, as in warm up on his side. So the ball must have rolled to Dan, and he's put his foot on it. And Gakpo's like, ah, pass it back. And he just looked through Gakpo. Gakpo's thinking, what? I passed the ball. Dan's like, he just rolled it to the side. Big Gakpo run over to get the ball. I said, what are you doing? He said, I got to get in his head, bro.
Father, Gakpo's earning 85 bags a week. Dad, man, don't give a damn. That's what he's thinking. He's thinking, what the fuck is this dude doing, man?
Hey.
Dad's a joker. You see, Dan, you see Dan's rationale, yeah? The way Dan thinks.
He's the movie in every single...
He's
the main character in everyone's movie.
Whenever you speak to... Whenever you have a conversation with Dan, and when he explains stuff to you, yeah? There's times where I'll see Dan, yeah? Dan will look at me, I'll look at Dan, and we just start laughing. We don't say, brother, no words. No one says nothing. You know, Dad's got that mad laugh.
Can I just add to this? Sorry.
What's that?
The same day he did that, yeah, Liverpool smoked Chelsea 4-1.
Gakpo was pointing at man. That's for you.
Gakpo didn't even start.
Man's messing with the subs.
Gakpo came out at 68. Oh, allow it, Dan, man. These times, Jota, Bradley, Nunes missed the penalty. Szoboszlai and Diaz scored. City just scored again. What's going on?
5-2.
If I see Haaland again, I go...
Haaland scored 5?
Brother. KDB assist. This man are taking Luton for training, man. Wait, they're playing at Luton's ground, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, that ground is tiny, bro. They probably think this is a training ground.
Haaland scored 5.
Brother. Rude. What's going on?
How is going 5 goals in one game?
Bernardo Silva assist. This is why his stats are so high, man. Joking.
There was something on Sky Sports the other day about the strikers with the best percentage finishing in terms of... And it's the brother for Nottingham Forest.
Awoniyi?
Yeah.
What do you mean the best? As in comparison to how many times he's taken a chance?
Yeah, so anytime he has a shot, I think it's 20...
He don't shoot, though. He's got bare headers, bro. I'm talking Fenwa, man.
28% something. 28% of the time, the ball's going to the back of the net. But he was first, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's got, I think it's 16 goals. Haaland was second. Man had 54. I said, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Haaland misses a lot,
you know? Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say to you about the Darwin Nunes thing. You're saying about Darwin Nunes, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but the difference is Haaland misses a lot of big chances.
Yeah,
but Haaland scores a lot of chances.
Cool, but
Nunes missed a lot of chances, and that's the end.
And I hear you, but like I said to you, let's not do what the timeline do.
What?
The eye test. Watch the game.
Oh, no.
No, but
do you know this eye test?
Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me explain something, yeah? So, not saying you lot wouldn't have won the game if Nunes was playing. Yeah.
What
Liverpool Arsenal. But it definitely would have been a different game.
Need to relax. Bro.
No. It would have been a different game.
I'm saying if Partey was playing, it would have been a different game.
It would, though.
He spoke to you, bruv.
No, okay, cool. But what I'm saying to you is
the lineup I wasn't happy with, but cool. The last three games Arsenal Liverpool played, we should have spoke to you in all three games.
Well, this shoulda, woulda, coulda. You smoked us
but
once.
But that's what you just done. You just done that with Nunes.
I said Nunes was playing, blah, blah.
Now it's shoulda, woulda, coulda.
No. Because you were happy with the team you fielded, no?
Not really.
What do you mean? Who would you have replaced? Let's not do that.
I would have put Partey for Jorginho, but he wasn't
Partey
there.
Partey ain't played it, cool. in yonks,
That's
bro.
Fine. That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not saying that I would have Mo Salah. Mo Salah's injured. He's not playing.
And we didn't, remember, Jesus would have been up front instead of Havertz.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that. I'm doing who was available. I said Nunes should have started. He didn't start. He should have started. And the game wouldn't have been the same game. That's all I'm saying. But like I said to you, I've always said this to Marv. I'll say it on the pod. I'm not one of them Liverpool fans that hate Arsenal fans. I like what Arsenal's doing and I like football. It feels like when Liverpool had their run. I believe Arsenal's missing a number 9. And if you lot don't do well in the Champions League, because I personally think...
Yeah, but you say that, but remember, Arsenal over the past 7 games, we've scored about like 35 goals.
Yeah, I'm not knocking that. But I'm saying there's games where you've had where...
But that's going to happen though. That's my point. Like Haaland doesn't score every game. Look, he scored 5 yesterday on the weekend, he didn't score.
Yeah, but Bob,
I'm just saying, people always believe that if you have this striker, like not all, sometimes it depends on it. Like Liverpool, for example, you're very goal heavy on your forwards. Salah has to score. If Salah's not scoring, there's a problem. If Gakpo's not, I mean, sorry, your main goals come from Salah or Jota.
But this season we've done what you love done.
Not like we're doing it. As in like
it's spread out.
Nah, not like us.
But yeah, going back to the music debate, Mount Rushmore, Getz, Wretch, Kano. Also watch the +4. I watched it.
Yeah, what's it though?
Wretch. Good for me still.
See,
it's stage presence.
It's opposite for me. That like when I first heard Mount Rushmore, I like Getz, I like Kano. But I said, yeah, Wretch took this. And then when I watched the +4, Kano took it for me.
Like, stage presence, isn't it?
It was just nasty. It was just like very, like you can see Kano, maybe because he's always had it anyway, but maybe because he does the acting now, that's coming to his performances now.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
aware
yeah.
of, like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It was just, even the way when he finished and Wretch was just waiting in the corner. Just cold.
Nah, they're cold. Cold. Also, I want to shout out DBE. Because Mimi tweeted their first headline show debut. I don't know when it was. It just says the 30th of Jan. I don't know what year. But they had special guests Abracadabra, Young Bane, Weston, Don Andre, supporting performances from Central C, Buck London, Tizzy and Brands, Young Philly, Wiz, Talent, and K-Trap.
That's mad.
That's mad, innit? When their first show to like, I think, so I'll play this video.
Was in, I think, Hoxton Square, 300 people. Man had to come back down from Cunch to sell tickets. And we had the maddest lineup on our show. Niggas was fucking with DBE from early. We had Weston, we had Scribs, 6-7, we had K-Trap, we had Central C, before Central C went, shout out, man. We had Bane, we had a lot of niggas still. And it was crazy. And it was like £20 a ticket. And now look, 5 arenas, 4 O2s, back to back. We could have done 3 in Manchester, really. But yeah, man, it's crazy. I'm so thankful to the fans that have put us in this position because it could have been real different. I talk to lifers every other day. My niggas are coming home every other day. You know, shit's still real.
I read
DB because DB, they're their own, like,
only,
I even
bro.
See a video when he was talking. He's like, I don't even go out. And you never see it's true. I never see young ads out anywhere.
Do you see the video before? Where he's talking to Crypto Coda.
I see the one with Marcus Rashford.
Oh no, the one with Crypto Coda, where basically Crypto Coda are telling him to come out and he's like, inshallah, inshallah. They're like, what? Like, you say this all the time, he said, inshallah, I'll be there, man, inshallah. And he goes to the whip, he's like, I'm going back to the hotel, man. I'm going to do push-ups. I'm gonna chill, write some bars.
Do you know what's sick is that I think LL Cool J said it. He was like, I take my wife everywhere. Have you heard about it?
No, not LL Cool J. Fat Joe.
No, LL Cool J said it as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
He said that I take my wife everywhere. And I'm like, why is that? Because anytime I'm with my wife, I never get in trouble.
Yeah, Fat Joe said it. And then Noriega said he does the same thing now.
Oh, no. I heard LL say it.
Oh, okay. It makes sense, though.
And he was like, yeah, because no one can say anything to you. Because really, true, if you're with your wife,
okay, no.
No woman's going to try and move to you because you're with a woman.
And the man them will respect you.
And your man them are not going to say anything because your wife's there.
Yeah. It makes sense, though.
And then you just go back home.
And you got to remember, when you go to these after parties, what's really there?
Yeah.
What's really there? If you're single, cool, do your thing. But even R&B, bro, I don't go to none of the after parties, you know?
Man said Thingy, man. Thingy's there. Got after party, TD Jakes is there.
Oh,
have you ever been swallowed? That is a brazy sermon, you know?
Hey.
Fuck! Like that. But people must have really been in that sermon, like, you know, you're turning that, you know, you turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor. The neighbors are thinking, what the fuck? Have you ever been swallowed?
What is he, did you say?
I don't know what's that. I think it's about maybe like consumed by life in terms of like maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, life gets you down.
But no, like, one says, yo, I feel swallowed.
Brother, like, have you ever been overruled? Have you ever been
overwhelmed, man?
Overwhelmed.
That's an overruled, you know. Sustained.
You could definitely say overruled still.
For what? For stress?
Yeah.
But what's going on with the man?
Google it.
Don't worry, use it as the poll. That's the question for the poll.
Hey, yo.
6-2. Kovacic.
He never scores.
They're having fun.
He's garbage.
I swear.
He hasn't done anything. Ooh, City.
I got a question for you before we move on, yeah? Lippy, always arguing online, my guy.
This is
it makes
another,
sense though.
This is another one.
He's never what?
This is These United fans are cheeky. Keep quiet, man. Your team has a goal difference of +1 after 26 games. Brother, I don't want to hear nothing from you lot. All you Man United fans, allow it, man.
Yeah, but Mark doesn't really chat, though.
They can't.
Mark's nose is in the mud.
They can't chat. But anytime, I've noticed, when Arsenal lost to Porto, bear man were online.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Get out of here, man.
No. That goal was rude.
Yeah, that's fine. But then talk about the goal being rude.
Oh, don't talk about Arsenal being but shit.
Bear man had dissing Arsenal. I'm like, brother, every week, right about now, we're doing what Liverpool done. We're not in the same way.
Yeah, it's the same way because we lost the game.
No. But when it was Mane, Firmino, Salah, the way you were dispatching teams was nasty on a Saturday. What is nasty?
You knew you was winning your bet.
When I was back to the day, I was like, yeah, Liverpool.
Hey, the odds, move. They're giving you put £7, get a pound.
50p.
Hey, someone tweeted, so Lippy tweeted, my top 5 strikers. Number 1, R9.
Okay.
Ever. Number 2, Thierry Henry.
Cool.
Number 3, Eto'o. 4, Suarez. 5, Aguero. And then someone's responded, big man, Henry's not better than Suarez. Debate.
Henry's not better than Suarez?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry's better than Suarez still.
Seriously?
Yeah. Henry was a generational thing, bro.
And Suarez wasn't?
Not like that. But for example, Henry had the same impact for Arsenal that Ian Wright had for Arsenal. That he made man support that team.
But what's that got to do with him being better than Suarez?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, Suarez hasn't... I don't think Suarez has... Like, the strikers you've... Even the maddest thing is...
Remove emotion, by the way.
I am. Even Aguero, for example, yeah.
Best striker in the league, bro. But come on, man.
Nah.
I saw a stat.
He wasn't the best striker in the league.
He
was here the longest.
Okay, and he smoked it.
You're not getting what I'm saying. I'm not saying... If I've been podding for 2 years and you've been podding for 7, then someone's saying you're the greatest podder ever. It's like, I hear it, but let's talk about the podding style and what you brought to podding, not the longevity. Because Aguero, I remember as well, Aguero played with City. That was a cheat code.
Yeah.
What Suarez done was harder than what Aguero done in the league.
Yeah, so wrap up. Shout out Lippy. I believe Suarez is one of the best strikers.
No, he is, but I don't think that list is in order. I don't think it's in order. But remember, that's not the Premiership. That's just in general. Because R9 never played in the Prem.
He's not. It wasn't Prem. You're talking about what Thierry Henry did in the Prem.
No, I'm not. I'm just talking
about in general.
Yeah, in general. Oh, okay. As a player of what he... People want to play like Henry. People don't want to play like Suarez.
But I don't think that adds to it, though,
because sometimes that's the nostalgia of, like, for example, R9, like, you wanted his boots. You wanted to be like
yeah,
R9.
Yeah, but let's just talk about what they did on the
pitch.
That's what I'm saying,
because what you done on the pitch was so mad, it transcended.
Yeah, but you know what you saw when Suarez was playing.
Yeah, but I don't. But I saw Henry as well. I saw Aguero. Like, for example, Aguero was a finisher. Yeah.
Okay, so who would you prefer?
At Atletico Madrid, he used to do a bit more. But at City, he was a bit more of a...
Okay, who do you prefer? Aguero or Suarez?
I prefer Suarez.
Okay, that's fair.
100%.
Okay, we can move on.
Because what I saw Suarez...
Brother, it's hard to say...
Yeah.
He's not one of your favourites. Like, I get what he done to Ghana and some of the crimes he's committed.
He's even my favourite just for that. Well done, man. Well done. What a guy.
Let's move on, man. Let's move on.
Man was cheering in the back. Too funny when the brother missed.
He's a dog, bro. He's like Tevez. Just guys that you just don't know what they're going to do. But when they do it, you're like,
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.